Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel, and we have such an interesting time each week with a different being, pretty much, and lots of questions from you callers and listeners to address. And there's so much going on in the world, it's really neat. Anyway, his consciousness is totally gone. He has a clear channel, and we get no advance notice, so it's always a nice surprise for us as well. So, we're looking forward to this session. Here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Saint Germain.
Ooh, nice. Saint Germain. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
I would ask you, each and every one, to ask yourself first thing in the morning when you get up, what is it that I can do that will help that part of all that is that I most resonate with to move forward? That is my request.
All right. So what you're asking is for people to choose to resonate with and support the highest that will help humanity and the planet transform and heal?
That's one way to put it, my dear. That will work.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. We have a lot of questions, and one of them was an email, reportedly a message from you that involved Winston Shrout and Scott Werner, an MD, about the National Security Act of 1947. Can you address this? And was this really from you?
It was from me, yes. What is your question about it, my dear?
Okay, well, the U.S. corporation came in way before that. The National Security Act, I did not have time to read it myself. I probably read it in the past, but don't remember what it says. But you asked that everybody meditate and put out that this be rescinded and be void. Certainly, is that the beginning of the Homeland Security, of what developed into Homeland Security and other parts that are focused on so-called terrorism?
It was the beginning of so-called surveillance of the citizens of your country.
Okay, so 1947. So we know that they always had more technical capabilities than they let us know, and which is true today. So at that time, did they have things like they're using today that we know of, drones? Did they have the ability to hack all cell phones? Well, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have the internet yet, but they were developing something like that within the government or government use. What was it, just the wording that was so general that they could do about anything?
Correct.
Because there were scientists at the time that understood the future capabilities that they were bringing into being for surveillance purposes. Is that, even though they weren't maybe quite totally off the drawing board yet?
Yes, there was a great deal of understanding about what was coming in the technical arena in the way of innovation.
Okay. So in 1947, did they foresee cell phones for everybody, the internet for everybody, that kind of thing, which took another 40, 50 years to come about?
Yes, but even in those days, they wanted the freedom to gather information by wiretapping.
Okay.
And other means.
So they could do the wiretapping then, or at least start it.
Well, they certainly could.
They could. Okay.
And did.
On landline.
Yes.
Because that's all we had at the time, as general public. Okay. So, of course, this act was written by the Nazis, who wanted control, and they got Congress to pass it. Was it worded in such a way that most congressmen and women had no idea what was in there?
It was worded in a way such to give the maximum freedom to those doing the surveillance.
Okay, and only a very astute member of Congress would have picked up on it at the time. But maybe with a scientific background, maybe with extra knowledge. So most of them didn't pick up on it at all. Is that true?
Most of them did not pick up on it.
And we know that most bills aren't even read by congressmen and women before they vote on them, right? They may read page one
or synopsis
or rifle through it, and that's about it. Yes?
Yes, it is so.
Okay. So this is the beginning of surveillance. That's the important key part here, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. At the same time, this afternoon, I opened a video that was a man speaking to a writer's conference about encouraging them to be individuals, to be unique, to not be part of the crowd, to not go along with things that didn't feel right. I didn't get far enough in to see who was speaking, and then there were apparently other parts that was pieced together as a video to encourage journalists and writers to really be unique individuals and cover things that weren't in the mainstream. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is there anything other that you can comment on about this?
Well, it's about time the pendulum started swinging back, don't you think?
Oh, you better believe it. Oh, yes. Okay. Good deal. Yes. So that brings us to one of the newest things, speaking about individuals and being your own self and writing about what you want, that Saudi Arabia has granted some kind of citizenship to Sophia, a robot.
Yes, well, they figure a headline is a headline.
That's true. Is this really going to go anywhere of significance?
No.
Saint Germain is saying no. Okay. And Saudi Arabia is about to go defunct anyway. Is that not true?
That is so.
Okay. So why did this company, it's a commercial company that built this robot, and she's quite pretty, but she absolutely is a robot, you can tell that. Why did they pick Saudi Arabia for this as opposed to some other country if Saudi Arabia is going down the drain, so to speak, or whatever, morphed into whatever's going to happen? But why did this commercial company pick Saudi Arabia?
Dear, it has to do with finances. They were the least expensive option.
Oh, so they paid Saudi Arabia to do this announcement.
Yes.
So it wasn't Saudi Arabia thinking, oh, this is wonderful, we're going to announce this and be first in the world and blah, 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 unless somebody's ego was stroked. But it cost the commercial company the least to go to Saudi Arabia, as opposed to some other countries, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, of course, has to do with the Khazarian mafia, the cabal, and all of that, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
There is a lot now in the news, finally, about Clinton, about Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, and the uranium deal, 20% of the U.S. uranium being passed from a Canadian company to Russia, and that this was done definitely illegally with a big contribution or big contributions to the Clinton Foundation, basically paying for getting this done. Is that correct?
Most definitely is correct. That foundation is about as far away from honorable as you can get.
Yeah, and my familiarity with foundations, when I, the last thing I sent out was that the Clinton Foundation should have been audited and closed a long time ago, and they are required by law to report all contributions over $5,000 by the name and the address and the status of whoever's contributing, whether it's a person or a company or whatever. And of course they haven't followed that rule, and they've just been given a pass on their annual report. Is that correct?
Yes, well, they have had a long history of buying whatever they needed.
Yes, and getting money any way they could so they could continue to buy whatever they wanted or whatever they wanted to create. Okay. Okay, is this, is the publicity of this sufficient or becoming sufficient of this incident?
Sufficient for what?
People to wake up. Enough of the population to wake up and see that there's something fishy here.
Yes, that has been accomplished.
Okay. All right. That is good. Okay. Okay. Let's move to Puerto Rico and Elon Musk putting in solar for the hospital, and probably expanding that as well once the hospital is done. And I saw pictures of the panels being built and so forth. Can you address this?
In spite of himself, he is managing to get some really good things done.
In spite of himself?
Yeah.
But he is a good guy, is he not?
He is a good guy, but he can stop himself.
Well, most humans can. Most of us do at one time or another. But because Puerto Rico is just a disaster as far as electricity goes, this is a beautiful thing to have him move forward with this.
It is quite helpful, yes.
Will he be able to get it up quickly and running quickly? I mean, within maybe a couple of weeks or so, can it be done that quickly?
By Halloween, my friend.
By Halloween? That's only a week away, less than a week.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're really ramping up. Okay, I saw the panel being laid out and fastened onto a grid, probably in the parking lot. Will they later move them to, like we do here on Maui, where they put like a structure, like a slanted roof over the parking area, and they put the panels on top of that. Will they move those?
Yes, that is already being accomplished.
Okay, because they have to build a structure to do that. But pretty significant stuff. Costco here is putting in those panels, and I'm looking at the supports that go in for that, the covering to put the panels on top of. And there are pretty massive supports, but we have a lot of wind here.
That you do.
Well, Puerto Rico does too, when it's got hurricanes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, this is good. Now, there also was a report by someone supposedly on the ground, have been in Puerto Rico for 3 weeks, actually working to help the situation, says that, of course, the major media is painting Puerto Rico as a disaster, but he said there is so much good happening and that Trump sent massive amounts of ships and aid and helicopters and stuff, that he's done a wonderful job. Is his report correct?
Most definitely.
Good, good, good. I felt his authenticity when I was reading it, that that Puerto Rico is getting shaped up really fast.
Yes, indeed. And that's a wonderful thing.
That is a wonderful thing. The Puerto Ricans have wanted to be a state for a long time. It's my understanding that one of the reasons they've not been brought in was that the IRS was trust number 62, domiciled there when it had to be moved out of the Philippines, when the Philippines got its independence in the 40s. And so they were never going to make it into a state. That may be only one reason, or may not even be a reason at all. Can you project the future for Puerto Rico?
They will change. It's not clear whether they will become a state or independent.
Independent. Okay, it's perfectly capable of being its own country, Puerto Rico, is it not?
It is.
Like Cuba and the Bahamas and all the rest of those islands in the Caribbean. And like Texas, okay. That's a good point. And how about California? California, with the current governor and all that, they're serious about succeeding?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I and the host have for some time, that's a long time, believed that Hawaii should be its own country. And that it never was brought in as a state the same way that the 48, less than 48, but ones as they came along. That they were brought in. Alaska and Hawaii were done differently. Well, it doesn't matter to me what the Alaskans do, but it's my belief that Hawaii should be its own country. Can you address that?
Dear one, as you are well aware, when Hawaii was brought in, it was done in a manner that nobody could call legal.
Right.
So that needs to be undone.
Okay, so that's a matter of undoing paperwork that was never correct in the first place, if Hawaii was really going to be a state, which it never has been. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that would need to be done at the level of the state legislature while it's still in existence before we get the new governance, or will this depend on the new governance countrywide?
No. It can be done at the level of the state.
Okay. Do a lot of Hawaiians know that it was brought in incorrectly or illegally, according to the laws current at that time? Or I know most Hawaiians don't like being part, most of the Hawaiian lines don't like being part of the U.S. And I understand good reasons for that. Do they understand that it was done improperly anyway?
No, they don't.
I don't think so. That's not been part of their education.
No.
Okay. Is that something that we are supposed to address at some point in the future?
You may well find yourself having to do that.
Like I didn't have a full enough plate already. Okay. Okay. Article I read about plastic bottles being retrieved from the ocean, I believe by the Netherlands or a country near there, if it wasn't the Netherlands, and the plastic being smashed up, metal, melted, whatever, and made into material for roads for people to drive on. Is this a real project?
It is a real project, and can you think of a better way to dispose of plastic?
No. I mean, there's that mushroom that eats plastic. That's one way.
Yes.
Making that plastic into roads or whatever that would serve. It doesn't have to be roads. It could be other things. Is a great idea.
Yes.
A wonderful idea. Is there going to be any issue down the line with the winter weather and the natural weathering and degrading of things that have some severe weather sometimes?
With the plastic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the road should be permanent and fine.
Yeah.
Where they're
well, there will be wear and tear, of course.
Yes, well, that's the thing. Is the wear and tear any worse than any other material that you
way,
use?
Way less.
Way less. Oh, that's good. That's very good. Okay. And they said they expect to do the first road within the next 6 months or something like that?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello there,
Hello. Who am I talking to?
This is Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. Thank you for being here. In Ben Fulford's report for the 25th, he was asking Admiral Harry Harris to arrest Michael Green and Richard Armitage. Is Admiral Harry Harris a good guy?
Yes.
And will he be arresting these two men soon?
Let us hope.
I'm sorry, I did not get that. Oh, let us hope.
There's a lot of energy for that being the case, and it's definitely needed.
Okay. Is Bill Clinton alive or dead? Because there's reports coming out saying he's dead.
What was the name, please?
Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton.
Yes, he's passed on.
Good. Okay. Is George W.H. Bush Sr. still alive?
On the planet, you mean?
On the planet?
Yes.
Yes.
Will he be leaving soon, like in the next month, before the end of the year of 2017?
Close to that.
Okay. And then now these women are coming out saying George W.H. Bush Jr. was sexually groping them, harassing them, et cetera, et cetera. Is anything going to become of this? Or is it just a fleeting story?
The latter.
So it's just a story that's going to go away?
Yes.
Bummer. Okay. Paul Ryan has been talking about a new tax change and thinks it's going to be great, da-da-da-da-da. Is Paul Ryan, how is he? Is he leaning more to being a good guy or is he a bad guy?
Paul Ryan would like to be a player, and he's sad that he's not.
And what does being a player mean? A bad guy?
No, being a player means somebody who's influential.
Oh, so he doesn't care. He just, whether he's good or bad, he just wants to be influential. That word you said, influential.
Yes.
Okay. former CEO John Kapoor of Insys, I-N-S-Y-S, was arrested today or yesterday in the state of Arizona because of bribing for his pharmaceutical company. And some of his former executives and managers and another chief executive have been arrested. What's going to be happen with all this? Are these men going to go to prison in the near future?
Yes, they're going to go to prison, my dear.
So you don't see them being taken out, killed?
No, I think they will go to prison.
Will they start talking about everybody they've been in cahoots with?
Yes, they will. They will sing, as you say.
Oh, goody. Okay. And then last week we were told that it's very soon that our galactic family, as I call them, will be showing themselves, if I understood it correctly. Is that accurate, Mary?
I'm sorry, Cindy, I couldn't hear the whole question. Could you ask again?
Okay, last week we were told, sorry, that we would be seeing that the galactic family was coming soon. So I interpreted that's where they will be able to start showing themselves to the public. Is that accurate?
Yes, they will allow themselves to be known among you.
Okay. When this happens, will this be before we shift into the fifth dimension or after we've shifted into the fifth dimension?
This will be very closely aligned with the event that Cobra talks about.
Oh. Okay, so it's a possibility before the event to help people get prepared?
Yes, it's a possibility.
Okay, will this possibly happen before 2019?
That's a definite possibility, my dear.
Okay. And then on the personal side, my ambassador, Ari, he seems like he's getting more comfortable coming into the house and not bolting when I walk past him or my roommate walking past him. Is this, am I interpreting this correctly?
Yes, and it is what you asked for.
Okay, so it's getting colder here, and it's getting to the point where we're not going to be able to leave the doors open so the cats can come and go. Will he be adjusted enough soon where he's not going to try to rip the house apart and howl for ages because we've shut the doors and he's inside?
If you talk to him before you shut the door, he'll be okay. But you have to talk to him.
Okay. Well, I've been putting in 13-hour days at work when I can get it, so I haven't been around to talk to him much. So I'll just tell him we're getting ready to start keeping the door shut because it's cold outside, and he'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, he will understand cold.
Understand cold, or that I'm going to tell him he's going to get shut inside when it's, if he's inside and the doors will shut. Will he understand what I'm trying to tell him?
Yes, he will understand. Show him the pictures. He will get it.
So mentally show him the pictures.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for the moment. Thank you very much, Saint Germain, for being here.
My pleasure, dear one. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. We talk to our cats all the time. We give them assignments to work on getting a bigger house and a bigger yard with bushes and trees and so forth, and because they're both good manifestors, and many cats are. They will listen. If you talk to them and send pictures, they will get it. You have to keep after it. Don't give up too soon. But there's many cats are very smart, and they do want, in spite of their independent attitude, they do want to please you. So that's just an aside. Is that correct?
That is correct. And they will understand if you tell them that their job, part of their job, is to be your ambassador.
Okay. So being the person's ambassador, every cat. Okay. And by ambassador, what do you actually mean?
A being who represents and helps those they are interfacing with.
Okay. An example is our older cat, I think, decided to be very loving to someone who lives not far from us, who has been very negative and critical, and did make an absolute difference in her attitude. Is that correct?
That is most definitely correct. Very effective, this one.
Okay, yeah. Oh, he's a powerful cat. Very powerful cat.
Yes.
I don't know if the change held, if he kept it up, or it was just to prove to himself that he could do it and make it happen.
It is done.
It is done, so it's maintained. Even though there's not a level of activity, it's basic attitude change maintained. Okay, great, great, great. Okay, what's with Trump releasing the JFK files, and will that files be so redacted that they're meaningless, or is he going to be able to get some real stuff out there?
There will be a little bit of the real stuff, not as much as one would hope. But it is movement towards disclosure.
Okay. So disclosure could include the whole truth about JFK, even though it doesn't come out of the file that way. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying, yes.
So it's like an end run around the people who are trying to keep the truth hidden.
Correct.
Good. All right. That's excellent. Okay. I've read that the entire internet has a back door built into it that the cabal or Khazarian mafia, whatever you call it, can pull the plug on the whole thing, which would not be wise as far as the whole country's concerned, but that it would allow them to destroy files that are maintained on the internet and don't have hard copies. Can you address that?
All the files that are quote unquote
important.
Are hard copies backed up now.
Ah, that's good. And they're sprinkled all through the CIA and the FBI and Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of those agencies.
Yes.
All right. That is excellent. All right. So they can't destroy everything. They could, however, use this to destroy the stock market or the financial situation. I don't think the Galactics are going to allow that. But
not to be allowed.
I was told at one time that there could be approximately one-third loss to Americans of their stock market and other investments, but that it wouldn't be like catastrophic, like it's been in some countries. Is there any truth to that?
That is so.
Okay, about a third.
Yes.
We have recommended, anybody who's asked us for a long time has asked us about the stock market, and we have said, get out, take your penalty, take whatever bite they're going to take, get your money out and do something more positive and productive and safe with it, yes?
Yes.
Yes. All right. This is good. So the current hype with the markets going up and so forth is all cabal meant then to benefit them and then bring it down?
Of course. That is what they do.
That is what they do, yes. Yes. Okay. And the same thing would be, in our sense, true of the cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin, because the control at the top could simply demolish those in a New York minute, right?
Correct.
So this is not something to count on long-term. And if you've made any money, take it out and put it elsewhere, huh?
Take it and run.
Take it and run. Good idea. I always knew that it would not be something I wanted to be involved in right from the beginning. It just didn't feel right. So that is good. Okay. New topic. An antitrust lawyer, Joseph Simmons, has been appointed by Trump to head the Federal Trade Commission. I presume this is a good thing?
It is a good thing.
Is this one of the ones that he's counting on to really come through and will come through, not somebody he's appointed to see if they're going to come through and then he could fire them if they don't?
He's counting on this.
This one, this is a good one.
Yes.
A strong person?
Yes.
Capable? Okay. And there was talk in the same email about being broken up because of the antitrust laws that do exist.
Yes, that's a possibility.
Possibility. Okay. Are enough people realizing now that Facebook is just a CIA front? And just, I mean, as it, yes, it has served to connect many people, and that's positive. But as far as its basis, its long-term strategy?
People don't want to see that, unfortunately.
But it's the truth, is it not?
It is the truth.
Yeah.
But do they want to see that? No.
No.
It's not convenient for them because they want to use it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there are other similar setups being created now that just don't have much spread yet, aren't there?
Yeah. There are replacements coming.
Okay. By people who mean well, hopefully.
Yes, and haven't been bought.
Ah, haven't been bought. That is excellent. All right. Okay, is it true that the Russians and Iranians have taken over the oil fields in Kurdistan, and this is very costly to the Khazarian mafia that runs Israel?
This is correct. They are desperate for money and getting more so by the day.
I like that. I like that. Because it's time for them to go bye-bye, whatever way it takes.
Correct.
Time for us to get free.
Yes. Time for real freedom.
Okay. Well, we have a very unhappy cat who wants to go outside and can't go be out at night. And sorry for the interruptions and his contribution. He's a wonderful cat, but he does have his own mind.
You think?
Yeah. Okay, so the new chance.
But I'll tell you what. There are lots of people that can't come close to loving like that cat.
Oh, that's true. He has a huge heart. He's absolutely a massive lover.
Absolutely is.
Yes, he is. He's very much his own person. And it's all authentic.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The new chancellor of Austria, Kurt, and now it's reported that the Czech Republic has elected Andrej Babiš, who is a billionaire like Trump and a good guy set on making the Czech Republic honorable. Is that true?
That is so. Yay. Say hallelujah.
Yay, another country. Okay, okay. So Catalonia trying to break away. Have they filed with the International Court or The Hague or wherever is appropriate yet to challenge Spain's determination to keep them under control?
That is coming.
Coming. All right. So they're getting the paperwork together?
Yes.
That has to be done correctly, of course. Yes. It takes time to write that. OK. Okay. Carol, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hello,
Hello
everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How may I help you there?
My husband and I have just an extreme financial situation. Can you tell me if you see that turning around anytime soon?
Yes, my dear. I see that.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And I'm trying to heal up a nervous condition. Is that going well for me?
Very well.
Okay, and I have a friend in Montana that tells me I no longer need pain pills, but I feel like I do. So can you comment on that?
There are ways to address the pain naturally without using the pill.
Okay. So in a way, he's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of addressing it in a way. I'm taking herbs for the nervous condition, so I'm hoping that's going to pull me out of this.
They will.
But you're saying I can do more than that?
There are other things you can do as well, my dear.
Can you comment on that?
CBD oil?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay, that will work. That will help.
Okay. And my husband is also doing massage on the bottoms of my feet. Is that helping?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much.
You are entirely welcome, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Carol. You sound great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
To hear that.
Yeah, okay. Good. Okay. Richard Armitage is supposedly a Daddy Bush right-hand person in Japan who's part of the Khazarian Mafia, just like Bush. Is he going to be taken out soon? Is this in process?
Yes. January, we'll see him at least in quarantine.
Okay, good, because he has quite a track record historically of doing stuff that's not in favor of humanity. Is that not correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. Okay, good. There's a report of geomagnetic storms that a large hole opened in the sun and spewing out through solar wind a lot of energies. Is this a natural occurrence for the sun that occurs periodically? Is it because the sun's changing? Is it good or bad for humanity?
The sun is changing, and it is positive for humanity.
Okay. Okay, so the energies, the extra energies, the solar wind and so forth that's coming out is just another good thing that's being done for the planet and humanity, right?
Right.
Good, good. So there's nothing to be concerned about, just to be aware and receive. We need to receive these good energies, yes?
I would suggest doing a thank you dance for them.
Thank you dance. Okay. That sounds very good. Oh, all right.
And while you're dancing, you could swing your hips.
Yes, I am getting that message from everybody. To our listeners, apparently I adopted a walking pattern many years ago that doesn't really serve and has not really bothered me until fairly recently. And so I'm trying to remember to walk a little differently. So we change that energy and that physical pattern, yes?
Yes, and in the process, heal yourself.
Yes, which all of us should be doing right now. But
in whatever way they
in need. Whatever way is needed. Yes, okay. Okay, it's reported that there's a large hole in the Antarctic ice. What is that, and how does it serve or expose?
It is a hole that has been generated by heat from volcanoes there.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes access to the sky easier.
Access to the sky from whatever is down in the hole, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this where one or more of the old civilizations are being found? Or old buildings, spaceships, whatever?
There is old civilizations that have been found there.
Yes. Okay, long since extinct.
Yeah.
Yes, right. So what would be the purpose of more access to the sky?
Larger ships.
Larger ships can get down in there to check out the civilizations and anything else they find?
Yes.
That would be of interest, of value,
correct,
or concern, whatever? Okay. All right. There's an email about Russian super soldiers, and we've heard about super soldiers from the U.S. for some time. And the Russians, as far as I understand, are technologically way advanced of our military capability. And fortunately, they are in defensive mode, not aggressive mode, like the U.S. corporations have been. Can you address the super soldier thing?
The Russians have done a better job of cooperating with the Galactics,
mm-hmm,
in many arenas. And weaponry is one of those arenas.
Okay. And yet this is to be used not for imperialism or hegemony like the U.S., but for defensive, prevent war type of stuff, right?
Correct.
Yes, because that's where they're at. All right, very good. My understanding that Putin is being regularly advised by the Galactics and is listening to them.
This is so. Bless him.
Absolutely. One very smart man. Very aware, consciously aware of what needs to happen, yeah?
Yes.
And we need to thank the universe for his presence, as well as Trump, who's stirring the pot so well.
Correct.
How's the D.C. swamp coming along?
Well, they're kicking and screaming as they go, but they're going.
They're going, yes. Okay. What an awful job. Ew, yuck. But very deeply entrenched.
Correct.
Many, many years. Yes. Okay. So, is Obama still active in the deep state and stuff, or has he been more or less neutralized as far as effectiveness in trying to fight Trump?
He is in the process of being neutralized.
Okay, so he's still trying to create trouble.
He's still trying.
But it's not going to go anywhere significant.
Correct.
Yeah. There are things like the Environmental Protection Agency and some other things that a lot of us who care about the planet would, some of the people I know are upset that these are being closed or defanged or whatever. And yet, don't they all need to be changed, cleaned out, and so forth, that they're not, maybe the people I know who are upset about this kind of stuff are not really understanding that the work, the good work isn't being done?
If they don't understand, they just know that it's change, and they are resisting change.
Okay.
They're, let's see, what is the word? Human.
Yes, everybody, human exchange, pretty much. Okay, because there's hardly a federal agency that's doing a really good job for people. Is that correct?
That there's a question is amazing.
They're doing a lousy job and have been for a long time, or a deliberately bad job.
Both things are occurring.
Yes, depending on who's calling the shot, in what section of what agency. Yes.
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 Exactly.
Okay. Okay. There's a recent email called a begathon. I thought this was wonderful. A begathon with four former presidents, not Trump, of course, because he's not former. To Bush, Clinton, and Obama, basically looking for credit and basically begging for money because their Khazarian mafia is in deep trouble. Is it true?
This is so.
Was any of that photoshopped? Are they all alive and were actually present for that?
There was some Photoshop happening.
Some Photoshop. Okay. So let's see. If both Bushes are alive, Clinton, now has Clinton crossed over? Bill Clinton?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I heard a year ago that he was quite ill. So I would expect that he's gone.
Yes.
He's gone. So that's the part that was Photoshopped.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Okay. There's another report of $21 trillion being missing. Now, we've heard about missing trillions from the federal budget and accounting for years. And then there's a new video out, I believe, about the CAFR information, where all the governments run two sets of books, one for the public and one for the private, that shows their real assets.
Yes.
And all towns, cities, states, counties, all of them have two sets of books, right?
Yes.
And it's my understanding that Walter Buren was the man to first really uncover this, dig out the information, and publicize it the best he could?
Correct.
Okay, so there's a different person now who has made this video, but he's probably used Walter's information. I hope there's credit given to Walter.
I believe you will find that.
Good, good. That would be honorable, because I think Walter did a tremendous job at that for a long time. Okay. There was a woman, Melanie in, I don't know if it was Brussels or someplace in that area recently, who was an activist who gave birth to a baby, and the baby was taken from her, baby girl. Do we have any update on that situation?
Update? It happened. It's done.
It's done. So the baby's been put into the pedophile, satanistic, if you lump all of that together as one nasty pot, the baby was taken for that purpose, to punish her as an activist?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's pretty straightforward. Oh, brother. Okay. Anyway, we're making a lot of progress, are we not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, St. Germain, do you have a final word for our callers and listeners?
Actually, I had two words.
Okay.
If that's okay?
Yes,
please.
Two
all right?
Please.
Okay. Step up.
I took the words right out of my mouth. I say that to people often, and they don't like to hear that. But we have to do it.
Yes,
we have to step up.
Yes,
thank you so very much. You're very grateful for your presence today and for that last final shot. It's a good one. Namaste.
Namaste.